in. We need to line up with the Son. Say yes. Glory to his name. There's something about turning. So I'm going to do it one more time. They got some things I want God to turn for me.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Hogan Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Devotional scriptures read by Reverend Chris Hitchens this morning, Philippians 4, and he spoke from 4 through 9, but I want to pick up at 6 and see if we can get to 9. Verse 6, Philippians 4, verse 6. Look at it, if you will. Philippians 4, verse 6. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
What does it say? Amen. God bless you. That's all I wanted you to read. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
All right, Doctor.
For just a little while, I want to use for a simple subject. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. It's important to recognize that one of the tools of the enemy is to call the people of God to fret, to fear, and to worry. He is a person who stirs up mess and confusion, and he brings about opposition against those who are living for the Lord, working for the Lord, doing all they can for the Lord. And so therefore, it is Satan's desire to bring about those things that would bring and reap havoc in their lives. One thing I want us to know, my brothers and sisters, is that Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, but he's also extending this letter to all believers. It's important to know once again that we, as children of the Most High God, must take interest in knowing how God deals with things through Jesus Christ, his son, through his prophets, through his pastors, through his leaders, but more especially through his word. And when we learn how to do better, James says that we ought to do it. If we know better, which means we've learned, then we ought not be doing the same thing. If you used to worry because you didn't know what worry does to you, if you used to worry because you didn't know who to go to, if you used to worry because that was the natural response because of perhaps your limitations in terms of resources and outreaches, then that was one thing. But when you learn the word of God and learn that you can go to the Lord and share whatever it is, as a matter of fact, the word encourages us to cast our cares upon him. Why? For he careth for us. And so when we learn that word, we must learn to not just know the word, but do the word. That's why Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. Why does he want us to learn of him? It is simple, because he wants us to follow his examples. Not only does he want us to follow his example, but every apostle, prophet, pastor, leader wants each and every follower to follow the examples that the Lord has set and is using them to directly affect the learning and the inspiration given to those who are following. Listen to what this word says. Be careful, or don't be anxious. Yes. Don't be worried.
Uh-huh.
About what? Anything, about nothing. Why? Because if you serve a God who's bigger than anything else, if you serve a God who spoke and worlds existed, and he can speak and worlds cease to exist, if you serve a God who can say anything he wants to do, say, and it becomes a reality, if that God is for you, then the question is, who can be against you? So why are you worrying about Satan, demons, enemies, or anything else that would come against you and the cause of Christ? Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything, about nothing. Well, you say, Pastor, that's hard to do. We say that. And the truth of the matter is, we may have concerns, and it's all right to be concerned. We may be bothered, and it's all right to be bothered. We may even get angry, and it's all right to get angry. But the Lord says, when you do get angry, what happens? Make sure you don't sin. See, you don't have to go always to the step that the world goes. You can stop recognizing that God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. If you know God's got this thing fixed, if God will fight the battle, if you know the battle is not yours, then what are you fretting about? Fret not thyself, Psalm 37:1 says, because of what?
Evil doers.
Hallelujah. And guess where evil doers are? All around you.
Come on.
Paul say, every time I attempt to do good, evil is always present. The devil, the thief, cometh not but for to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So don't fool yourself. You got to know what you're up against so you're not fooled when he makes a sneak attack on you. But if you got your whole armor on, you will be able to survive the attacks of the enemy. Now, be careful for nothing,
but
in everything. I like this because it's telling us whatever you're in, stop trying to wait till you get out. But right while you're in it, there are troubles that you're in you don't want nobody to know about. There are situations that you're up against that you don't want anyone to know about. There are things that are happening with you that you don't want even those who are closest to you to know about. Listen, in everything that you are in everything,
everything
that you are in, let me put it another way, in
everything
that's in you.
Come on, doctor. Yes, sir.
He wants us to know that as a child of God, you need to stop worrying. If you got in it, he can get you out of it. How can he do that, Pastor? By prayer and supplication. You see, how many of you know prayer changes things? We used to sing a song back in Zion, I know what prayer can do. Prayer has brought me through.
Yeah.
Now I'm depending on you. You ought to pray some too. Pray in the morning. Pray any time of day. I know that prayer will keep the devil away. Because I know what prayer can do. And see, when you know what prayer can do and supplication, listen, you go before God, there are times God wants to know how sincere and how earnest you are. You see, because a lot of times we want God to do some stuff for him, but we don't really want him to do it. We want to ask him, but we want to handle it ourselves. Because if God's stepping to do it, he's going to do it the right way. And some of us still got some of us in us. Some of the old nature in us. Some of us still ready to, you know, lay our religion down and give a piece of my mind and all that. That's for the world. That's for those who are not matured in Christ. Now here's something else he brings up. He says, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. I love this part because most folk, even in the prayers, they ask God to do something for them, to get them out some things. Matter of fact, the word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, in all things, if you will, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? You. There are some things you are in you didn't put yourself in. There are some things you are in. God is the orchestrator of that. Some things you are in, God has navigated the circumstances of life so that you would be in that position. Why? Because God is testing your faith.
Yes, yes.
God is trying to develop you. God is trying to show you that there is more ahead of you than that is behind you.
All right, doctor.
And God has to ready you for what's ahead. And listen at this. Every test, every trial, every situation that you go through and God brings you out of it strengthens you for what's coming up next. And I got to tell you, where God is taking some of us, we can't go in the state we're in. We're going to have to be strengthened. We're going to have to be developed. We're going to have to be defied. We're going to have to mature to the point where we know that God has allowed these things to happen for a reason.
Come on, doctor.
For a season. And even for some of us, for a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
But however long God chooses to allow it to go on, I know that God has got this thing fixed for me. For me. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So that means if I'm in anything, either because I caused it or God led me into that, God wants me to know that he is in it with me.
Yes. Come on, doctor.
Did you hear what I said? Jesus said, I will never leave you. God says, I will never forsake you. So my question is, if I'm in it, am I in it alone? If you are, then I mean God is a liar. And God cannot lie.
All right, doctor.
That means he's in it with you. So why are you fretting? You remember when Jesus was in the ship and he was sleeping in the hinder part of the ship and the winds rose and the waves began to rush into the ship and water began to fill the little ship, and they got to the point where they couldn't bail it out faster than it was coming in. And they thought about Jesus on the ship asleep. This was a moment of all hands on deck. And Jesus is asleep.
Come on now.
Disciple walked back there. Jesus, carest thou not that we, you obviously don't care about yourself, but you care not that we perish? Now listen at this, because there's a moment in every circumstance, in every situation, in everything that you go through where you're not sure how the end is going to end.
All right.
And listen, it's always man's natural defense to take whatever the issue is and cast it off himself and put it on somebody else. In other words, Jesus, if you really cared about us, you wouldn't be asleep and the ship is going down. Jesus got up and you know what he said, three simple words, peace, be still. Now, you know, I'm not Jesus, and I thank God I'm not Jesus, but I would have spoke peace be still to the disciples. Y'all have catch that on you. They were the ones that were disturbed. They were the ones who had the problems. They were the ones who forgot Jesus was on the ship. They were the ones who forgot he said, let us go over to the other side. And the fact that Jesus said, let us go over, when he said, let us, that qualified each one who was in the ship.
Yeah. All right, all right.
Not one would perish in the ship when Jesus said, let us. Now, if he had said, let some of us, But he simply said, let us go over to the other side. And so to get straight to the problem externally rather than, and he deals with the problem internally later, he deals with the external problem first. He says, peace be still to the wind, to the water, to the waves, and they back down and calm down. And the Bible says, a great calm. Now, you know what that means? The winds were boisterous. The water was raging and slapping them in the face, and running in the boat, etc. And it's making all kind of shh, 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 shh. And Jesus said, peace be still. Said, shh.
That's all right, that doc.
And an eerie silence came over everything. Everything out the ship and everything in the ship. And then he deals with the internal problems. Where is your faith?
All right.
See, that was their problem. They had faith issues. Jesus had spoken a word, but they did not believe that word. Because had they believed the word, they would not have used what happened to them as a situation to become careful or worried or anxious that their lives would be lost. Yeah. Now, my brothers and sisters, here's what you need to know. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, yes, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto who? Unto God. If you tell the Lord about it, who can hear and answer all of our prayer requests, then why do you have to worry about anything else? Why do you have to worry about anything? If God's got it,
yes, sir,
then who is it that can beat God? Who is like the Lord?
Yes, Lord.
No one is like the Lord. No one can be like the Lord, do like the Lord, respond like the Lord, treat you like the Lord. No one can do what the Lord can do. So when you put it in his hand, leave it there and don't you worry about a thing. Why are you still worried about something God has in his hand? When you give it to him, he ain't worrying about it, so why should you be worrying about it?
All right, there, doctor.
It's not too big for him. It may have been too big for you. That's the reason why you gave it to him. If you gave it to him, stop being the Indian giver. Yes, taking it back. Because God wants you to trust him, trust him, trust him. And then the Bible says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. See, in other words, when you learn to trust God, it moves beyond the parameters of your limited and finite minds. No matter how deep you are, how heavy you are, how much intellectual learning you have, you can't even begin to think on the level of God. So in other words, the writer is saying his peace has the propensity to move far beyond your understanding. Because a lot of time he gives us peace, we know we don't deserve it. We still worrying about some of the stuff that might come back as a result of what we've done or what we've said, et cetera, et cetera. But when God took the situation, he took it all. And when he fixed the situation, guess what? He fixed it all. And
And so it's not about you then, it's about him then. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep. The word keep here in another translation says guard. Guard your hearts.
Guard your heart.
Through Christ Jesus. In other words, when you give it to the Lord and the Lord takes it from you, he gives you a peace that you can't explain. He gives you a peace that makes you wonder, how in the world can I feel like this with all this going on?
All right, all right.
He gives you a peace that makes you realize that it was nobody but the Lord who gave me this peace on the inside, because I can't even figure it out.
Come on now, come on, come on.
And so when you begin to think about that kind of peace that he's given to you, and then he charges Jesus Christ to guard your hearts. Why? So you don't even have to deal about it, worry about it, think about it again.
Lord have mercy.
When you trust him. And then he goes on to tell you, listen, and I love this part, because after he tells you this, he goes on to tell you in verse 8, finally, brethren, those things, the things that you're dealing with, whatsoever things are true,
yeah,
are honest,
yeah,
are pure, or just rather, are pure, are lovely, are of good report. Think if there's any virtue or if there's any praise. Think, listen, not on your problems.
All right.
Not on what worried you before. Not on what you were previously anxious about, but on these things. He shows you how to refocus your mind.
All right.
On positive things rather than problematic things. And too many of us prefer to spend our time thinking on problematic things than on positive things. Think on what's true. Think on what's honest. Think on what's just. Think on what's pure. Think on what's lovely. Think on what's of good report. Stop going around looking, listening, and waiting on all the gossip and the mess and all that stuff in the streets and what he said, she said, and Facebook mess and that mess. Listen. Look for, listen for good reports. Because Isaiah asked the question hundreds of years ago, whose report will you believe? And I tell you, if you believe the world's report, it's going to bring worry, frustration, care, and other concerns. But when you believe God's report, you're going to have a peace that passeth all understanding.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-9000. 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. Partner with this ministry. And tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.